Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me this week, we have Mr. Rob Edquist.
Hi, guys. This is not a surprise.
So, to understand that joke, I've been on a call with Rob here for a little while now, and it was quiet, so I played the SU intro music, and then I just started going right into an SU episode. Rob had no idea that I was doing it. I put him on the spot, and then we talked for like a little bit, like less than 5 minutes probably. And I looked over at my OBS, and my microphone was muted, so I was like, fuck!
Yep.
So I decided to, instead of just unmuting my microphone and owning up to that fuck up, we just started over, and then I lost the surprise portion of it. But if you want to hear essentially just Edquist's side of that, I will probably tack that little snippet on the tail end of this episode just for fun. Edquist, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Currently playing a video game.
Yeah, all right. We all know that. They can hear that at the end. Man, I'm so tired right now. I'm battling sleep deprivation. I have gotten to the point where periodically I do hear and see things that may or may not be there. So I feel like I'm starting to hallucinate, which is kind of neat, but scary at the same time.
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
That reminds me of our road trip.
I know. Oh my god. Which, hey, we did release those as an SU, so go back and listen to me and Rob's drive to and back from Indianapolis. I think it was Indianapolis, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob was fucking insane. He saw eyeballs in taillights and stuff. I remember that.
Yep. Monsters and skeletons.
So this week is Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Again, the listeners didn't hear me say it before, but by the time they hear this, it's going to be Black Friday. Thanksgiving would have been yesterday.
Yep.
What are your plans? And do you have, this seems very redundant, but we've done this before. This always seems to happen with episodes with you on it, where I get audio fuck-ups and we have to do an entire new recording.
Yeah, at least we didn't have to do the whole episode like last time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why Devin's the co-host. Anyway,
we'll skip the part where I hate the listeners, but that's fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they'll hear that part. They just won't hear me asking questions about it. They'll just be like, "Hey, I hate the listeners."
Just out of the blue, I'll be like, "I hate the listeners."
Yeah. Sorry, listeners. What are your plans for Thanksgiving, and do you have any traditions? Thanksgiving traditions.
I'll be going over to my parents' house. My whole family gathers there. Both my sisters and my brother and their families, me and my parents, and sometimes my aunt and uncle. And
sounds like too many people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I was just stuck at the kids' table, even though I'm an adult, because all the adults take up the whole dining room table. So, right, the kids' table is more fun anyway.
Are you the youngest in your family?
No, my brother is.
Why doesn't he get to sit at the kids' table?
He does. We both have to. And his wife.
Well.
And my niece and nephew, who are both adults now. So, we basically get a card table while everyone else gets the nice dining room table. But yeah, my niece is in college, and my nephew is in the Marines. They still have to sit at the kids' table.
Alright.
Yeah. But yeah, no super, other than like, I mean, we get together, we eat. we have certain things, like we have turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, all the, and some other things like green bean casserole and whatnot, and a bunch of other stuff. But other than just having the big meal, there's not really, we don't have any traditions or anything.
Well, I mean, I think my plans for this Thanksgiving, my sister and my nephew are coming over. We might have some family friends that stop by. My mom even said she might stop by. That's if she gets done work early enough, because her and her boyfriend they run a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's they got to do some, I don't necessarily want to say it on the air, but they got to do some farm stuff.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you an audio or a visual thing like Devin always does to me. So I'm gonna type it in our little party chat here. There, that's what she's doing on Thanksgiving morning.
Oh my.
Yeah.
That is not what I thought of at all.
So I mean, you said that, like, you sit at the kids' table. I also don't sit at the dining room table for Thanksgiving. I haven't since I've lived alone, essentially. Well, or had roommates, or essentially since we haven't been a huge family anymore. I always, you know, I'll get my plate of food or whatever, and I sit at my computer desk, and I just play on my computer. I try to do my best to completely ignore my family. Anybody who listens to this show, you know I don't celebrate holidays. I don't like holidays. I am a Grinch when it comes to every holiday except for St. Paddy's Day. We did have a Thanksgiving tradition. At least a long time ago. So when I was a kid, my tradition was I would actually stay up the night before, and I'd help my mom with making desserts and all sorts of stuff like that. But every year for Thanksgiving, up to and still including like last year, whoever says grace, it's always the same. If it's a member of our family, anyway, if it's somebody else or like, you know, a significant other to one of our family members, they don't necessarily know what we say.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll actually do like a real grace and you know, whatnot. Anytime it's one of us though, it's yubba dub dub, thanks for the grub. That is our grace. So speaking about Thanksgiving, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? Like your, I guess, traditional Thanksgiving food. Like when people think Thanksgiving, it's, oh yeah, that's definitely part of Thanksgiving.
I guess it would have to be the mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. Favorite food ever.
All right. I can get behind that. Do you like the really like creamy mashed potatoes, or do you like it with mm-hmm. some like lumps in it, like with made like with real potatoes? Like,
I make them with real potatoes, but I don't keep.
But you don't what?
I make it so there's very few lumps.
Okay.
So like I blend it really like good with the beaters, yeah. So that there's no lumps.
All right. So you don't like lumpy mashed potatoes.
I mean, it's okay if they are. I prefer them not to be, but I'll still eat them. They're so delicious.
All right.
But yeah, I usually make them now because when I was living on my own, I learned how to make mashed potatoes for myself, which I never knew. And I found some delicious recipes. So now whenever I go over, my mom cooks the potatoes, but she leaves them in the pan. She's like, I need you to make your mashed potatoes. It's like, okay, got this.
All right. So unless it's a secret, I mean, some of the listeners out there might not think that there's much involved with mashed potatoes other than whisking them, beating them, and then just heating them. What do you do with your mashed potatoes?
So first you have to make sure you put some salt in the water while you're boiling them. And then when I'm mashing them, depending on how many potatoes there are, I usually add a full stick of butter. Like if it's a whole bag, I'll put a stick. If it's less, like half a bag of potatoes, I do half butter. And then I add salt and pepper and either heavy cream or if I can't get cream, then milk.
Okay.
And mix them all together. And then you kind of taste it and see if you need more salt or pepper or whatever. Or more butter.
That's it? That's the extent of your recipe?
Yep.
Man, that's not a very secret recipe.
Yeah, one thing you need to know about my family is that they cooked nothing. They cooked, like almost every day we had, like, pizza or, like, microwave stuff.
Don't knock pizza. My mother... I love pizza.
No, I'm just saying, like, my family did not cook. So learning that I could put stuff in mashed potatoes, even salt and pepper, was like, oh my god. Like, I know a lot, like, most of my stuff is pretty, like, I could make that. But to me, it was like, oh my god.
Yeah, but it's an accomplishment to you.
Yes.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now, did you read somewhere and or is there a reason why you put the salt in the water?
Just because if you put it in while it's boiling, the potatoes absorb the salt better.
Oh, all right. See, I never would have really thought about that. I mean, that might be how my dad does it or my mom, but never really put much thought into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like putting like a little bit of like after the mashed potatoes are done, I like putting like a little bit of sour cream and like shredded cheese on the top of mine. So it's kind of like a loaded baked potato, just in mashed potato form. Because I really enjoy most potatoes, whether they be mashed, baked, French fries, you know, whatever. I like potatoes in general. But I gotta my favorite Thanksgiving food, hands down, is stuffing. I love me some stuffing. And I mean, I don't care about fancy stuffing. So, I mean, all you stuffing snobs out there, you're going to be like, you don't really like stuffing if you eat that. I love the stovetop stuffing. Just in a box.
I don't really like stuffing very much, but I do agree with you about the stovetop because my family, for people that don't cook, they always made stuffing from scratch, like grinding up meat and stuff. And then I got the stovetop. My ex-wife made us the stovetop one that's mostly like bread. And I'm just like, this is good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great.
I hated my family's. I never ate it. I was always like, ugh, gross. But my family like grinds up pieces of the turkey. They grind up hamburger. They make it all from scratch. I don't know the full recipe because I never liked it, so I never helped make it. My brother helps make that with them usually.
Right.
But yeah, I was always like, ugh, I don't like stuffing. And then my wife was like, here, try the stovetop one. It's different from your parents'. And I was like, ooh, this is actually good.
Yeah. I will say, like, one of my dad's friends used to make stuffing around Thanksgiving time that I it was different. I don't know how I felt about it, but it was good, but in a different way. I guess I'll put it that way. But he had, like, small little chunks of apple and like some raisins and maybe possibly even some cranberries or something in his. So it kind of had like a fruity hint to it. And I didn't hate it. Like I said, it was good, but just in a different way. It wasn't my favorite by any means. Then fucking last year, my mom made stuffing, right? She brought it over. She, whatever. She fucking, one year she put peas in it. I hate peas. I hate peas so much. And I was like, why'd you ruin the stuffing? And she didn't understand what I meant. I was like, there's fucking peas in the stuffing. Why'd you put peas in it? She's like, well, I had a million cans of peas. I was like, that doesn't mean you just dump them in stuffing. Stop ruining my food. I think it was her payback because the Christmas before, we had given her like a crap ton of peas. Just as a gift, like we just handed her a box. We're like, hey, we know you love peas. So we literally gave her, me and my dad, like we had just saved up all the cans of peas that we ever got from like anywhere. We just put them in a box and we gave them to my mom.
Yeah. I would do that to somebody. If they gave me a bunch of peas, I would make some kind of pea dish and bring it back. Like, eat it. No. I made this. Eat it.
And see, the thing is like, I don't know. Like, people ask me sometimes, like, why I don't like peas so much. Like, why it's not even the fact that I don't like peas. I have an intense hatred of peas. Like, it is a hatred. And the reason being is because when I was younger, and my mom cooked, she fucking put peas in everything. Like, you named it, and it probably had peas in it. And it was like, God damn it, woman, fucking stop with the peas already. That, and I couldn't even, like, put them up my nose and try to launch them across the table, because she knew what I was up to, and she'd always stop me before it even got to that point.
I don't really like peas either, but I never had peas as a kid, because my parents didn't like them. They wouldn't make us eat them. But I do not mind peas now that I'm older, like in soups or stews, but if it's just a pile of peas, I'm like, no.
Yeah. See, I mean, I'll eat things, like, if I'm weird. Like, if I have like a soup or something and there's peas in it and I'm not paying attention, I'll eat it, and I might even still really like the soup. Because I'm not consciously thinking about the fact that it has peas in it. You know what I mean? Because I'm the same way with rice. I don't like rice. It's a mental thing with me, not a taste thing or anything like that. And what's that Mexican restaurant? Like Chipotle or whatever. And they got like a burrito that's like a 1 pound burrito. It's really good. And that has rice in it. And I mean, I'll eat it. And I still think it's really good. And people are like, well, hey, it has rice in it, so you must not hate rice, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, I wasn't thinking about it. But like, if I'm eating that same burrito and I look down and then I'm consciously aware and I'm thinking about the fact that it has rice in it, I'll stop eating it. Like, I don't know. I'm fucked up.
Well, I mean, sometimes it depends on how it's cooked, too. Like, I don't really like rice. Like, I don't like Spanish rice very much, but Chinese rice, I love it. Like, pork fried rice, I'll eat, like, buckets of it.
Yeah, everybody loves pork fried rice. And, like, I've had pork fried rice, and I do, like, it does taste good. I just, like I said, me, it's all a mental thing, because, like, I was traumatized as a kid.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can't get that out of my head. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Yeah, makes sense. So my favorite dessert.
Oh, shit.
Since we're talking about favorites.
All right.
Yeah. Well, because we both did our favorite food.
Yeah.
Unless you want to talk more about the other foods. But.
No, I mean, really, for me, it's like, my dad asked me, he's like, okay, well, you know, your sister's going to be going to the grocery store on Wednesday to pick up last-minute things. Is there anything? Make sure you contact her and let her know if there's anything that you think we need. I was like, oh, just more stuffing. Like, I would be perfectly happy if on Thanksgiving all I had was a bowl of stuffing. I would have that as a meal and be okay.
Nice. So, I mean, I could eat a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Yep.
I do like the other things, though, but mashed potatoes perfectly fine. So for dessert, my favorite dessert on Thanksgiving is vanilla pudding pie that my mom makes, and she makes it every year, and she usually makes me an extra one to take home with me, because she knows it's my favorite. All it is vanilla pudding in a pie crust, but I love it, and I put whipped cream on top.
Like the vanilla instant pudding that you'd get at a grocery store or something.
Yep.
And then you just put it in like that graham cracker crumbly pie crust thing.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, I really enjoy those pies too. Like, I would prefer the chocolate pudding. I like chocolate over vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really enjoy those just the pudding pies.
Yeah.
I won't say that that's my favorite. I mean, it might. I don't know. That's tough now. Like, a lot of my favorites I haven't had in forever because no one makes them. And I'm the only one who seems to like them, so no one goes out of their way to get them to bring them to Thanksgiving when we do celebrate it. And I don't go out of my way to go purchase it, because then that would be me celebrating Thanksgiving to any extent. So, but I like lemon meringue pie.
Mm-hmm. Good.
My mom's homemade apple pies were always really good. Which, my dad, I don't know, he's been making apple pies lately. And his is, he's catching up to my mom. My mom's got some competition with my dad as far as who makes the better apple pie, I think. But I think I gotta hands down, I gotta say one, and that's pumpkin pie. I love me a good pumpkin pie with a little bit of whipped cream on top of it. Like just a dollop of whipped cream. That's probably my favorite thing.
Nice. I also enjoy pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of all things pumpkin, but pie. I like pumpkin donuts.
Yep.
Those are pretty good.
Pumpkin bread is good, too.
Yes. Yeah, okay, maybe I am a fan of most things pumpkin. So. So that's our plans. That's kind of our thoughts on Thanksgiving. Do you have any, like, post-Thanksgiving traditions? Like, you know, you always hear those, like, typical families where it's like, oh, yeah, we have the big Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody eats, and then we have desserts, and then, like, all the guys go out into the living room and watch football, blah, blah, blah.
Not really. Sometimes, some of us will play board games afterwards, but that's it.
Yeah.
Nobody, no, or we'll watch, maybe sometimes, well, like, they'll put the TV on, but mostly people just sit around and talk. And it's not football, it's usually like a Christmas movie or something.
Ugh, fuck off with the Christmas shit. It's gross. I'm never, you know, at first when you said board games, I was like, I'm going to go hang out at Edquist's house for Thanksgiving some year.
Well,
and then you're like, Christmas movies, it's like, I'd put my foot through his TV.
But yeah, they usually just put on whatever's on. Like, not, they don't choose a specific Christmas, they'll put on like the Hallmark Channel or something like that. And just
that's why you're the getting background. The Christmas shit.
But, Channel. But we don't, Oh, you know, no, I'm wrong. I'm thinking of Christmas itself. We usually watch The Wizard of Oz. I forgot about that. It always plays on Thanksgiving.
You watch Wizard of Oz. You watch the Oompa Loompa hang himself in the background?
I have not personally watched it, but yes.
You haven't seen? So. You haven't personally seen that?
I have tried to see it. Like, I've watched footage, but I never, people even pointed out to me. I'm like, I don't see what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, but we always watch The Wizard of Oz. I totally forgot.
All right,
but we do play board games. Yeah,
man, you should start up like a post Thanksgiving D&D game.
We should.
Although that would suck, like if you only played it on the like after Thanksgiving and you never like continued it throughout the year. You're just like, okay, well, what happened last Thanksgiving, everybody? Everybody would be like, I don't remember. That's an awful lot of us. I have a feeling like you would remember. You fucking remember everything. And Matilda makes a comeback. She knew we were recording.
Matilda says hello, everybody. Because we were laughing. She hates laughter, we've learned.
Yeah, we've learned. Matilda is all about the Nazis. And making sure that her opinion gets heard above all others. Mm-hmm. And she hates happiness.
Yes.
Unless it's her.
She got white dog privilege.
White dog privilege. Oh, Matilda's just a basic bitch. Yeah, I don't think I mean, my only Thanksgiving post-Thanksgiving tradition is sitting at my computer and ignoring everybody until everybody leaves and then taking one big long sigh of relief that everybody's now the fuck gone.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love my family. I just don't like being around people.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the benefit of going to other places because I go to my parents. So then when I'm just like, you know what, I've had enough, I can just leave. It sucks when they're at your house because then you have to wait for them to leave.
No, that's when you just be like, you know what, I've had enough, y'all. That's the door. Get to stepping. How long is a typical thing? Like, how long do you usually stay at your parents for?
Usually till like 9 or 10.
But is it like an all-day thing? Like, are you there in the morning or?
Not in the morning. Dinner usually starts around 2. We try to get there around like 12 or 1. So we're there for a day and ready to serve.
Man, I always wonder.
So, most of the day.
I was wondering, like 8, 9 hours. Why do you think Thanksgiving, like a lot of people do their Thanksgiving dinners like pretty early in the afternoon?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember I was watching an episode of Family Guy for the Thanksgiving one, and Lois is like, everybody, it's 2 o'clock, time for dinner, because dinner time is at 2 o'clock for some reason on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, so Thanksgiving, it takes a while to prep all the food and everything. Like, the turkey takes a while to cook and whatnot. But, like, all right, why don't you just time that around to weird dinners around 5 or 6? Like, you know, normal dinner time?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm guessing it probably has something to do with football. But it's done before the football games are out? I don't know.
That's stupid.
I mean, I don't. That's just a theory. I actually have no idea. Maybe we should look it up.
I mean, that's a good theory, but that's a dumb reason. I mean, yeah, if you feel like looking it up. If not, doesn't faze me in the slightest. We'll look it up afterwards, and that way the listeners won't have to know. If you're curious, listeners, as to why that is, there's a thing called Google, so I recommend you Google it. So, moving on from Thanksgiving, unless you are really looking it up.
I'm going to. I don't. It depends on how interesting the answer is, whether I'll say what it is or not.
All right. There's going to be... Now I got to fill dead air while you're looking shit up.
No, it's fine. I can talk and type at the same time.
All right, that's good. Because I was going to move on from Thanksgiving altogether, but if we're going to go back to Thanksgiving, I don't feel a need to move on quite yet.
No, it's fine.
Are there any real, like, Thanksgiving movies?
I don't think so. The Wizard,
like,
of Oz.
Yeah, like, so you have Halloween, but... and people watch horror movies. You have Christmas, people watch Christmas movies. There's, like, no Thanksgiving movies that people put on. You know, there we go. I solved it. You know what movie you guys should watch because it has a Thanksgiving theme to it, kind of?
What?
The second Addams Family movie. Because they do like a that's the one where Wednesday and Pugsley go to camp, and then they have to put on the Thanksgiving pageant or the Thanksgiving play, and they tie up all the pilgrims and start burning people at the stake. Yeah, I love the Addams Family. This episode of SU brought to you by the Addams Family.
Wednesday is my favorite.
Sam. Cousin It, it's time for a haircut, dude. Just so you know. Yeah, I like Wednesday and I like... I always fucking remember his name. I can't remember his name. Who the hell's the butler? The... Lurch.
Oh, Lurch.
Yeah, I like Lurch. And then it's hard for me not to like Uncle Fester, just because he's kind of like the same kind of personality as me. Like, he's kind of just loosely insane. Yeah. Although the whole family really is, but... Yeah. Wednesday's probably definitely one of my favorites. Did you find an answer yet on your...
I found one that gave me five. There's five reasons.
Oh, all right. Let's hear them.
Football is one of them, by the way. So I was right about that.
Stupid.
One of them is historic. Historically, dinner was the main meal of the day served around between 1 to 2 in the afternoon, while supper was a much lighter meal, or even just a snack around sundown. So I guess people used to eat dinner in the afternoon and then have a lighter meal at night. So since Thanksgiving is such a big meal, they have it during the day instead of at night.
That makes more sense to me. So, I mean, that's the one that I'll probably fall with.
Yeah, that was the number one answer. Number two is it's a more relaxed day. Eating an early meal creates a more relaxed celebration, plus there's plenty of time to digest before going to bed, and then you can have turkey sandwiches afterwards. Three is keeping tradition. Growing up, we had a tradition of arriving at grandma's around 2 or 3, and then we had dinner. That was just saying because they've always done it, they just still do it. Yeah. It's not really a different answer. Yeah. Convenience for guests who travel.
How is it convenient for guests? Well, I guess because they're not leaving as late, but they're having to wake up earlier to get there early.
I don't know. It just says an earlier dinner accommodates traveling guests and allows them to return home at a reasonable hour. And then the last one is football. Perhaps some dinners are scheduled to coincide with the end of the early afternoon game or begin well in advance of the late afternoon.
A goddamn foosball. All right. Well, hey, that answers that question. I'm going to go with the whole pilgrim and the, you know, traditionally it was an earlier meal kind of thing. So moving on from Thanksgiving, we have a little bit of time left. We're about a half hour in. That's not too bad for talking about just Thanksgiving. I want to talk to you, and you might have to pull up the schedule too for it if you don't mind. Not this weekend, but next weekend, which is December 7th and 8th, I believe.
I'm pretty sure.
It's
either the 6th and 7th or 7th or 8th. 7th is definitely in there. But it's 6th or 8th.
Anyway, Saturday and Sunday of next weekend is our Christmas stream, our live stream for charity that we do every year. We're raising money for Extra Life. I'm raising money for the Boston Children's Hospital.
I am raising money for the Connecticut Children's Hospital.
There you go. And I'll provide links if I can find them. Come watch us. Come hang out with us. It's going to be live on Twitch. We start at noon on Saturday. And you can check us out at twitch.tv/distractionsmedia, I think. And if you feel like giving and contributing, awesome. We're raising money for a great cause. It's to help sick kids. If you don't have the means to contribute, that's perfectly fine. Just kind of come out, hang out, and say hi. Keep us company. It is a 24-hour live stream. Very few people manage to do the entire 24 hours and participate in everything. I don't even know. Are you participating in everything?
Yes, I am.
So me and you, I believe, are probably the only two who are going to be doing everything for the live show. For the first few years, it was me who... did you do them all the time? I don't remember you being there the whole time, every year.
The first year I was not, but since then I have been there, though.
Okay, was that because I gave everybody so much shit for not being there the whole time? Did I pressure you into doing this?
I don't know. I think the first year I was just like, I'm going to need a nap. And then I was like, I didn't really need a nap because I think I stayed up while I was off anyway. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for the whole
thing. Gotcha. I mean, no kicks to anybody else. I know Devin's not participating in everything, but he will be around for everything. Whether it be in the chat or whatnot. I just know Devin doesn't play the Minecraft games. Other people, like sometimes John and Tamara, you know, they just, sometimes they just do need to take an hour break, you know, whether they go and get a cat nap or however you want to do it, to each their own, but we're all going to make an appearance at one time or another. And, what are some of the things we're doing for the the Christmas stream. I know Minecraft is always one that we're going to do.
Yep, we're doing Minecraft minigames. That's earlier. So we're starting off with the Hat War, which Tamara and I do every year.
Which, okay, for the listeners, if you haven't watched our live stream, it's not really a war. It's as we're doing our opening greetings and talking, it's just Edquist and Tamara changing hats / masks. Because you can't lie. Some of them are masks. They're not hats.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure all of mine are hats.
I'm sorry to tell you guys, like, if this, like, you guys have me beat. Don't get me wrong. You guys have a ridiculous number of hats. I know.
The sheer number of hats you win, but they're all, like, baseball
caps. Yes, all of my hats are essentially baseball caps. They're not baseball, like, baseball teams. They're just that style of hat. Yeah. But, yeah, you guys definitely have a wide variety of looking hats. So, I'll give you credit there. So.
So, yeah, then after that is the Minecraft. Then we'll be playing Gang Beasts, which is always fun. We only have an hour of Gang Beasts, which doesn't seem right, but meh. Okay.
And it's a lot earlier in the afternoon. Man, that's usually the game that I get really pumped about. Like, I don't go into it pumped, but, like, once I'm playing it, I get jazzed. Like, I start yelling into the microphone and stuff. Mainly at Tamara.
Yep. Then after that, we're doing Players Unknown Battleground.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I believe they have a private server. They're not 100%, but I believe they bought a private server so that we can have two teams fighting against each other in that. I think that's what that is.
How many people are signed up for that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's going to be an odd number of teams.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get it's also going to be insane because that's essentially going to be a 4v3. On a huge map like that.
Yeah. I mean, we might get... I mean, Devin might play. Devin has not signed up for anything yet. I don't know if he's not going to.
We're going to have to yell at him to actually hop on that, because that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, so he might be playing that, then it'll be 8.
Chances are Devin will be playing that.
Then directly after that is the Hot Sauce Challenge 2, which... Matilda is very upset about Hot Sauce Challenge 2.
I need to get our hot sauces too.
Silly.
I gotta figure out which ones Devin wanted to use. I know John got the ones that we used last year. Me and Devin were gonna go slightly hotter.
Oh my. So those of you that saw it last year, I was a participant. I am participating, but not as a contestant. I am the host this time because
you were fucking burned miserable last year. Yeah, you were miserable last year. And you were miserable for like quite a while afterwards.
Indeed. And it's earlier this year too, so I don't want to be even more feeling like I want to die for the rest of the...
You know what's fucked up though? A little inside scoop for the listeners. Last year, leading up to the Hot Sauce Challenge, Edquist was very hesitant, but he didn't want to back out of it. Mm-hmm. And you kept telling us how you were going to be miserable after the Hot Sauce Challenge because of your mouth burning. Yes. And then once we did it, you were miserable.
Or my stomach.
Yeah, you were miserable, and you're like, no, it's not even my mouth, it's my eyeballs.
Yeah. It wasn't my, like, I felt fine eating it. Like, my mouth was hot, yes. And I never had any stomach issues at all about it. It was just because I touched my fucking eye, and it was burning. It burned through the hole, because I have contact lenses, so it was like a pinpoint of fire. And then when I went to try to wash it out, I used water, which was a mistake. Yeah. So then I took my contact out, and it was like the pinpoint of fire spread across my entire eye, because I think the contact was keeping it away from my actual eye for the most part, and then I wanted to die. So then I poured like milk in my face, and it got a little better, but I was miserable for hours afterwards. And then I had to go through the whole thing. I think I ended up wearing my glasses, which I hate wearing my glasses because I couldn't see otherwise. And I couldn't put my contacts back in because my eyes hurt too much. Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, so this year you're going to be hosting it.
Yes, no hot sauce anywhere near me.
Now, last year it was essentially a quiz competition. It was essentially a distractions media quiz or trivia contest. Do you want to give away or talk about how you're going to be doing it at all? Or are you going to leave it a surprise?
We can talk about it. So I'm thinking about doing like four sections now. So one section might be some distractions trivia again. One section is going to be riddles, like we did for our little riddle maze. And then we're going to do personal questions, like a truth or dare kind of thing. And then the fourth section, I'm going to leave kind of a mystery. Actually, no. I was thinking for the fourth section, I was going to do some of those, you know, how it describes, like, the describing things in a crazy way. You have to figure out what they are, like how it does a woman, a teenage girl kills a woman, then meets four strangers and they team up to kill again. And that's the Wizard of Oz.
Wait, what? Oh, like insane movie descriptions?
Yeah.
Something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking that might be the fourth section, but we'll see.
All right. Now, who's signed up for the hot sauce thing so far?
I believe it is just you, Austin, and John. Because, again, Devin has not signed up for it. But I'm I'm pretty sure he's doing it.
Yeah.
So it'll be you. It'll be you, Austin, John, and Devin.
All right. So essentially, the same team as same group as last year. Just we're just trading you and John's places.
Yes.
So now we get to make John miserable. Although John's probably like studying, so that way he doesn't have to eat any of these things.
Yeah, but he's probably studying distractions, media, trivia, which is not all I'm going to be using, so good luck to him. Hopefully he listens to this.
You should really throw them a curveball, and like all the distractions, media, trivia should be about me or Devin or any of our characters. Because then Austin and John will be like, I don't know. They'll be like, oh, well, eat that chicken wing.
What is the name of Webby's current Diablo 3 character?
Yeah, boy. They'll be like, how am I supposed to know this? It's like, well, you obviously don't talk to Webby very often. Man.
I'll make it all about me. I'll be like, what's the name of my Diablo 3 character? And then what's my middle name? I don't think anyone knows my middle name.
I don't think I know your middle name.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I could probably
think anyone does.
I would have to know. I mean, I could probably find it, but I mean, off the top of my head, I wouldn't know. I'd have good educated guesses if I knew what letter it started with.
Do you want me to tell you what letter it starts with, or should I use this as one of the questions?
What letter does it start? Don't use this as one of the questions. We'll all get it wrong, and we'll be forced to eat.
I know. That's the plan.
What's
it starts with an R.
I instantly wanted to say Robert, and I'm like, that's not right.
Robert.
Oh, man. That's two R names in a row. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. My initials are re.
Shit. I mean,
I don't think I've ever told anyone distractions what my middle name is. I don't know what your middle name is.
I've definitely said mine. Mine's also super easy. Yours, I mean, who the fuck puts an R with an R? That's
my parents.
By chance, are your parents huge Robert Redford fans? Is your middle name Redford?
It is not. My parents almost named me Chance because...
What? Like...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because both my sisters, they gave C names, so that my mom wanted to continue the C's. So she almost named me Chance, but then my dad wanted to do the tradition where you name the first son after yourself. So that's why I ended up.
That's all right.
But that was almost Chance.
Fun trivia about my name. My mom wanted to name me Benjamin, right, after her brother who died when he was much younger. I never got to meet him. My dad wanted to name me Todd. And my mom was like, fuck you. We're not naming our kid Todd. And so they argued about it. And then the nurse came in and essentially told them, you both are stupid. This is a Patrick. And so they let the nurse name me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I know my mom listens to these episodes, so I mean, she'll vouch.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Man, is your real name Roy?
No.
All right. I'm trying to think of our names that go with Robert.
It does not go with Robert.
Oh.
Get that out of your head.
Raymond.
Yep, that's it. You guessed it.
Oh, shit. There's only like three R names I know. So Robert Raymond? Oh, yeah, man.
Raymond was my grandfather's name.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to start calling you Rob Ray. Just the shortened version of both.
Yeah. And my brother got my other grandfather's name for his middle name. But other than that, like, I was the only one that got named after people for both my first and middle name. My sisters got named after nobody for either name. And then my brother got his middle name after my other grandfather, Carl. And then his name is Ryan, which is not anybody in our family. All
right. So to prove to you that mine's super easy, I'll give you the middle initial of my name. And you can try to guess what my middle name is.
Okay.
It starts with an M.
I was hoping you would say S. I was going to say Patrick Swayze.
Yes, Roadhouse.
Is it Michael?
It is. That's, I told you, it's the easiest middle name, especially once you know the letter.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That was the first thing that popped in my head when you said M. I was like, Michael.
I'm going to quiz you real hard right now, okay? My buddy Ross, who does the music to Simply Unprofessional. His middle name also starts with an M.
It's Malcolm, I know. Oh, okay. I already know his.
Damn it!
Because he writes Ross Malcolm Boyd on everything.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd fall into that trap of, is his name also Michael? It's like, no, it's Ross Malcolm Boyd of rossmalcolmboyd.com.
Yeah, I know, because everything he's in, like Discord and stuff, everything just says Ross Malcolm Boyd. That's why I knew his.
Okay, so after PUBG, we had the Hot Sauce Challenge, right?
Yes.
And then after the Hot Sauce Challenge...
And then we're doing SU to recover and talk about the Hot Sauce Challenge and how much it burns.
Yeah.
So you're going to need another topic, though, for that, I'm assuming?
We're going to do the same thing we did last year, kind of, and that's we're just going to kind of sit there and talk with the chat.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's going to be a full SU episode. It's going to be just pretty much us winding down from the hot sauce, recovering a little bit, and just talking. So
you will get to hear that, SU audience, on your own, even if you don't come to the stream, but you should come.
Yeah.
Then after that, we are doing a D&D or RPG type game that someone else is running.
Which
apparently is going to be Austin at the moment, even though he's not signed up. But whatever. So far, only me, you, and Anthony are there, so...
Oh, I should double-check with Austin to make sure he's not working that night. Hey, boy.
Well, he was the one that asked if he wanted him to run it, so... I'm assuming he's off?
Well, I'm going to double-check while you continue with our schedule.
All right, so after that is What Space Is This?, which is Tamara's RPG game, which is complete chaos if you have not heard it on our other channel. Then we're doing the ARC Challenge, which I'm not entirely sure what that entails. I know she's setting up challenges for us to do on the ARC server.
I'm not going to lie.
Killing dinosaurs.
I really hope... Okay, first off, how long is the block on that one?
The ARC Challenge is 2 hours.
Okay, I really hope she doesn't go into this thinking, okay, well, here's your challenge. You guys just got onto the server. You guys have to tame a T-Rex. It's like, taming itself takes like 5 hours in that game. So, yeah. I hope it's more of a get from point A to point B and don't die, or...
Yeah, or build this with... Build this thing that's not gonna take 10 hours either. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
It's gonna be weird. Like I've been putting thought into this like the past couple of days, and I'm really curious to see how we're gonna do any type of real challenge, unless like if it's like build this type of structure, are the materials gonna be given to us? Because just fucking farming materials in that game is time consuming. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll find out.
We will. We shall discover. You can discover along with us if you come to the stream. And then after that is Card Game Chaos. It says most likely Jackbox Games in parentheses. So that's another question mark there, guys, about what's going to happen. And then after that is Overwatch, which is just me, you, and Professor Fox so far. Playing
Professor
Overwatch.
Professor Fox finally going to play Overwatch with us.
Yep. And then after that is the Distractions Media UHC, which we do every year.
This one's going to be different, though, right? Isn't this one like mods versus somebody?
Us versus the mods.
Which I don't get.
But none of the mods are signed up for it at all. It's just all of us.
And I mean, who are the mods? Like, what does that mean?
Like, Cat and both cats, Cat 50,000 and Cat Friend, and like Shikati and
it's gonna be the mods of the distraction
of the Discord
channel,
yeah.
Of the Discord,
yeah, the Discord and the yeah
versus the distraction members.
Yes.
Oh shit! All right.
But the only ones signed up so far are distractions members, so. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well.
And then that's the last thing. And then we do the wind down and the closing.
Right. And then,
so,
as always.
Question marks there, listeners. So, yeah.
As always, we're going to be ending on noon on Sunday. And chances are I'll still continue playing video games throughout the afternoon.
Most of us. Well, not most of us, but me and Webby and Devin, I'm sure we'll probably continue stuff for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Edwards? Because, I mean, other than that, we're rounding about that 53-minute mark, so we're right about the hour.
Not really. Just if you can donate, please do. And we will hopefully see you there. You know, I mean, you don't have to stay for the whole 24 hours like us. Just hop in. Watch something you're interested in, and then come back later if there's something else you're interested in. We just like to have people there. I mean, it's more encouraging if we have people watching.
Yep. I agree. And for the listeners, remember, starting next week, and for the entirety of the month of December, we are doing Stephen King movies. Which you figure would be more of an October thing, but me and Devin talked about it since we both kind of hate Christmas. We're just going to do Stephen King through December.
Are you doing It?
I believe one of the weeks we're going to be doing the original It and the new It and then talking about the differences.
You're going to watch them both. That's heavy. That's like 6 hours of movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I mean,
More power to you, man.
It'll be way better than Life After Beth, regardless.
This is true. So, are you also going to watch, like, The Shining and then Dr. Sleep?
Nope, because I've already watched The Shining. Dr. Sleep, I don't know if that's out yet, and or it's going to be too new. We might watch It too. I think I'm gonna watch It too for that particular week's thing. Mm-hmm. But I think the other ones Devin had on the docket, because Devin was the one who kind of put the list together, was Rose Red, The Langoliers, which I've never seen.
Yeah, I've seen I've seen Rose Red. I don't think I've seen
And I'm not sure what the other one was. So we found out that I have not. I've seen more Stephen King movies than I thought I did, but I still have not seen many Stephen King movies.
So, yeah, there's some of them that I didn't realize there are Stephen King movies, like Cujo and stuff.
Oh, see, I knew Cujo was Stephen King, but like you get into like The Green Mile, I didn't know The Green Mile was Stephen King.
Yeah, that's another one that's like, oh, right.
And if you haven't seen it, listeners, I'm going to keep saying this throughout the entirety of the month of December. If you have not seen Maximum Overdrive, go watch Maximum Overdrive. The best movie ever and the best Stephen King movie ever.
The Misery 2.
Have never seen it.
I know. That's one that you don't think is a Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
So. Oh my goodness.
So, Anquist, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Confessor_X on Twitter, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX.
All right, and that was Matilda, very upset that we're ending the episode without talking to her about it. As always, everybody, you guys...
All she would do anyway is spew Nazi propaganda.
That's right. As always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forestwalker, all one word, at Twitch, or on Twitch at DM Webby, on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52. And since we do not have a Devin this week, this week's Thanksgiving, we'll say blessing or whatnot. I've already said it once this episode, but I'll leave you with it. Rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for that grub. Yay, Lord. And as always, fuck Booster Gold. Matilda's very unhappy.
She is. She wanted to give the moment of Zen, I guess.
Well, she needs to get more Zen. Her Zen needs more Zen.
I like how talking over the outro is tradition now.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of sort of happened, so...
'm feeling a bit ambushed, but this is Rob. Hi. Well, I was sitting down to a nice video game, and suddenly I was on a show. I am. And believe me, they will give you shit. Yep. Yeah. They have not heard from me by choice. I hate the listeners. I just want them to know that that's. Yep. That's a lie. I love you. I just am not free. Everyone likes Devin better. I get it. Yep. I usually go over to my parents' house. We have turkey and all that. Turkey. Not really, other than making sure we all get together for dinner. I mean, my parents always make, like, a big, huge feast of it, but nothing, like, specific. I mean, there are usually specific items that we have, but nothing, no, like, doing a certain thing or putting out a certain thing or anything like that. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well.